T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Former president and general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, one of our all-time favorites, Carmen Policy, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Mr. Policy, it's always a pleasure. Before we get into any sports talk, how you doing? What have you been drinking these days?
Well, I've been doing great. My lifestyle has become somewhat more casual. I don't think I remember how to tie a necktie. I know you can go on YouTube and they'll give you a tutorial on tying your tie, and I'm probably going to have to do that maybe in the next 3 or 4 months. But other than that, everything's okay. And I have to tell you, I'm a little embarrassed if I had to describe how I'm dressed talking to you, gentlemen. Life is kind of easy. It's interesting. It's very, very interesting.
Well, we always appreciate you taking the time to come on with us. Thank you so much. Today's a special day here. We're working through all the great sports moments in Bay Area history. Obviously, you were a part of so many. So right off the top, without having to pick a number one or anything like that, when you hear the topic, when we're talking about the great moments of all time, thinking about the 49ers, what comes to mind? As you work through your process, what are you thinking about?
Well, you automatically get drawn back to the 1981 season and the NFC Championship game at Candlestick and the catch. And to me, it's not just the catch. It's what happened after the catch and the way the defense held on and actually stopped Dallas from what appeared to be the probability of a win. I think that's got to be one of the great, great moments. But there was another moment that sticks with me and sticks with Eddie too, Eddie DeBartolo. That is when we were all in Detroit following that NFC Championship game, and Bill Walsh shows up when the team bus arrives and from the airport, and he's dressed like a bellman. I mean, he had the hat on. He had the long coat. Keep in mind, we're talking about Detroit, and we're talking about Detroit in January. And Joe's getting off. Joe Montana's getting off the bus, and there's Bill. He says, "Sir, I'll help you with your luggage." And Joe said, "No, I got my luggage. No problem." "Oh, no." And he starts tussling with Joe over the luggage, and Joe has this look on his face like he's going to hit the guy with his other piece of luggage, and all of a sudden he realizes it's the coach, and everybody broke up. And at that moment in time, you just said to yourself, "This is something so special that we're living through." And but you know, that's momentum. But there's another. And do you want me to keep going?
Of course. That's why you're on.
We enjoy this.
There's another situation and moment that I think set the stage for the next Super Bowl. And you might remember 1984, the situation developed into a really, I'll say, problematic negotiation with Fred Dean and his agent, who was, you know, a sincere enough man, but he really wasn't in the industry. He was somebody Fred, you know, trusted. He wasn't an agent, and in those days you didn't have to really be certified to be a representative of a member of the Players Association. They could hire their family lawyer or whoever. It got ugly, and Fred started holding out and held out, and we were doing everything we could to get the thing resolved, and we're moving forward. We're doing fine during the season, but all of it, you know, I mean, obviously the coaching staff with Bill at the head said, we need Fred back here to make the difference again. To get to the Super Bowl and to win it, we're going to have Fred. And we were playing Cleveland in Cleveland. We worked it out with Willie Brown, who was then, I call him Speaker of the Assembly, the boss of the Assembly. And we convinced him to be the mediator. And we convinced him not only to be the mediator, but to be the mediator in terms of resolving the Fred Dean situation, come to Cleveland for a weekend and negotiate with us in Cleveland, having Fred on site at a separate hotel, and try to get this thing worked out. And we got there, and Willie Brown shows up in presses there, and we're in Cleveland, Ohio. He's wearing a full-length mink coat. And, I mean, I don't know that Cleveland's ever quite seen that before, all right? So they're going nuts. The media's going crazy. This is a wonderful show. Everybody's being entertained pregame and so forth and so on. And we go into these intense negotiations on Friday, on Saturday, and we say to ourselves, well, the game's Sunday. And the deal was, Eddie looked at me, he says, well, the game's Sunday. He says, you and Willie have to work. If you guys get it done before the game's over, come on and join us. And we literally negotiated and brought the deal in time for Willie, myself, Fred Dean, his lawyer, to reach to Cleveland Browns Stadium the last, I don't know, 2 minutes of the game. And the game's over. We win the game. And here we come in there to the locker room and announce to Eddie and Bill that the deal is done. And they announced that and the team just, they almost forgot about the victory and they went nuts because everybody said at that point, nothing can stop us now, you know? And nothing did. And if I'm not mistaken, I think Super Bowl 19, we were an underdog. Weren't we a 3-point underdog or a 2-point underdog or something like that to Miami? And of course, the guys handled that pretty well. But I mean, think about those kind of memories and those moments, and again, some of the drama and some of the excitement that used to surround the 49ers in the 80s and part of the 90s. It was just pretty special stuff.
Carmen Policy here on 95.7 The Game. We're going to have Jerry Rice on a little bit later. Is there perhaps a Jerry Rice moment or memory that stands out among all of the things you've seen in your time with the Niners?
Well, first of all, there are so many Jerry Rice moments, and some of them are just totally based upon friendship and his uniqueness. And I'll never forget, he came up to Eddie's suite after a game, and we'd won. And he came into the suite, and he didn't seem happy. He just didn't seem, you know, and he had a great game. Everything went well. And he looked at me and Eddie, and he said, I think I need to have my contract extended. And I said, Jerry, where are you coming up with this? That we just have a game. We're in the middle of a season and so forth and so on. He says, I know. He says, but you have to understand, I don't like thinking about anything but football. And all of a sudden, this thing's been in my head, and I'm thinking about it. And Eddie and I know Jerry well enough that we don't want him thinking about anything but football. And so I said, fine, we'll get a hold of your agent, and we'll talk about it. He says, okay. He says, I knew you guys would really do the right thing. I knew you'd jump right on it. And as he started walking out the door, he turned around and he looked at me and he says, Carmen, don't talk too much about it. Just get it done, okay? And I said, okay, Jerry, whatever you say. And I mean, you know, what am I going to say? Oh, yeah? Well, I'll handle this my way. No, you didn't talk to him that way. All right? So long and short, I got a hold of his agent, who's a very professional guy, and ultimately we got it done. And, but, I mean, things like that, just out of nowhere. Man, you win a football game, you think Jerry's coming up to accept Eddie's congratulations and us patting him on the back and so forth, and he's got this little bit of sullenness about him, and all of a sudden he says this, and, you know, he leaves with that last parting shot.
Wow.
That happened all the time. I will tell you this, though. In terms of 49er lore and moments of greatness, I'll even go so far to say moments of greatness that weren't really expected. I don't know what else tops the job that Bill Walsh, the coach, and the players did in Chicago. It was January of 1989. It was the 1988 season, national championship game, or national conference championship game in Chicago. The paper that morning of game day said 49ers 0, weather 14. I mean, it was so cold. It was such a storm that it hit. It was so debilitating that they were having heaters in the vomitoriums at Soldier Field. Flights were canceled. People were warned, only stay outside for no more than like 5 minutes. Even going to church, our wives would have to duck into shops as they were walking to a church very close to the hotel. I know they stuck into a popcorn shop, the famous popcorn shop on Michigan Avenue there. And we came out and won that game handily. It's almost as though we were like a 14 or 18-point favorite, the way we played, ultimately, the way it ultimately ended. And then you saw the excellence of what was possible from the 49ers from a coaching and playing standpoint after a horrendous season with so many setbacks and individual problems affecting individual members of the team and coaching staff, and when you really thought that the season was lost, and it went from being lost to performing perhaps at the most impressive level that I've seen or we've seen up to that point. So how do you forget that? You don't.
Wow. Carmen, when you're talking about, we're talking about moments, where's there a defining moment when you said, okay, this coaching staff, the players that we're putting together, that we know we belong, that I have that sense of confidence that we can walk into any stadium and we're winning or we're going to take over? What was that moment like when you and Eddie knew that you had put the perfect recipe for success?
We really felt that we belonged in 1981 for that season after beating the Steelers in Pittsburgh. Then we felt we really had a shot. We're going to the playoffs, and God knows what can happen there. And we really knew that we had something special in Bill Walsh, and we had something special in Joe Montana and Dwight and some of the other players on the team. And Ronnie, of course, then we had Ronnie, too. But you never knew what was going to happen after that. And then, you know, we had that horrible 1982 strike-impacted year, and things just went kaflooey. But 83, it started coming back. And we really felt like we could be, you know, we could be at the top and in this thing for a while. And as you know, went to Washington, D.C., NFC Championship game, and I hate using this line of commentary, but I really do believe the yellow flags denied us the opportunity to go to that Super Bowl. And I'll say it unjustifiably. Okay? But 1984, when we bounced back and we showed some real grit, and of course, you know, the whole Fred Dean thing. Maybe that night, you know, now that I'm thinking about it, maybe in the locker room, right after Fred Dean's deal had been done, and we had beat Cleveland, and all of a sudden they announced that Fred's contract's signed. I think probably right then and there we said, okay, we're not saying we're totally unstoppable, but you better have something a lot better than us or get out of the way. And I that probably started then, right there in the locker room in Cleveland, Ohio, and 1984. And I think the rest is just, you know, history.
Former president and general manager of the San Francisco 49ers, one of our all-time favorites for a reason, Carmen Policy, kind enough to join us here on 95.7 The Game. Mr. Policy, we could listen to you all day, but you got things to do. We got some less important things to do, but we always appreciate it. Have a wonderful weekend.
Well, thanks for starting my day, and I always love talking to you, gentlemen, and you helped me revisit some very, very fond memories.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.